G'day, Brad.
G'day, Ollie. Great to be with you, mate.
You too, Brad. Now, there are possible changes for Essendon and the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Orazio Fantasia, he was a late withdrawal last week. He should be okay to get up. So he looks like he's going to come in, probably for Jake Long, one would suspect. And Laverde and also James Stewart played pretty well in the VFL, so they might be looking for a recall there. But really, the way Essendon are going at the moment, Ollie, I dare say Fremantle will probably be facing up to a little or few changes against them.
All right, are we set for some rule changes in the AFL?
Sounds like it, doesn't it? I think it seems like not one or two. It could be a number, and it looks as though that Stephen Hawking is going to take some of these recommendations to, you know, the commission over the next couple of months to find out exactly which ones they think will and won't work. But, yeah, now it's getting to a stage, mate, where I'm getting a little nervous now that there are going to be quite a few coming in, because he seems to be poo-pooing things like, you know, reducing the interchange and stuff like that, and it's more going to be along the lines of zonal components, last touch out, extended goal square. Not happy, Jan. Not happy.
All right. We wait with bated breath to see how Ryan Niehaus goes. Do you reckon he's got any chance of downgrading any of this at the tribunal, Brad?
I'd like to think so. We've seen Bryce Gibbs go in tonight already, and he's just been cleared on a bump that he dished out to Selwood, and he got off that. So they might be in a benevolent mood. We're hoping so. Look, some people are saying he could get as many as four. I hope not. He shouldn't be the four guy for this. I mean, given what Tex Walker did last week and to accept one and take it and run, which he should have, I'd like to think that they could probably plead it down to high impact as opposed to severe, and that being the case, he might only get two.
Our favourite Socceroo, Timmy Cahill's going to retire from international football.
Been a beauty, hasn't he? You know, 50 goals, 107 tests, second only to the goalkeeper in that sort of regard. He's been a beauty. He could have probably prolonged it. The fact he didn't have another team to keep playing meant he couldn't stay around for the Socceroos to go to the Asia Cup. So well done to Timmy Cahill. He's been an absolute ripper.
And here comes Usain Bolt.
Yeah, could well be playing for the Mariners. Do you like that, Ollie, or
not? No, it's ridiculous. That's just meant to be professional competition. Remember when Joey Johns tried to play in the Big Bash cricket about 10 years ago for New South Wales? What a waste of time that was. This is too.
Michael Jordan tried to become a baseballer. Remember, the best basketballer of all time. The one thing I'm thinking that what he might be well suited for, though, is if the Mariners don't make the final of the soccer A-League final, maybe he could run in the 100-metre half-time sprint. He'll win that.
That's what he should do, indeed. Good on you, Brad. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
All the best, Ollie. See you, pal.